This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. We have 39 degrees in Chapel Hill this morning, a little bit on the nippy side. Mostly sunny, high today about 60. Nice day on the way. Tonight cloudy with a low in the low 40s. And then tomorrow mostly clouds in the morning and then becoming mostly sunny in the afternoon. High tomorrow in the upper 60s, so a little warmer. And tomorrow night clear with the lows in the middle 40s. On Wednesday, we'll start out with a little fog. Otherwise, partly sunny and a nice day with a high in the middle 70s, so it's going to get warmer again. The Orange County Board of Commissioners is reviewing the procedures in place for various types of threats to our community and its government, ironically at a time when municipalities across the nation are focusing on similar issues in light of last week's Boston Marathon bombing. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
During last week's meeting, the board was by chance scheduled to discuss how the county responds to threats, particularly to the buildings that hold its government branches. But after Monday's events in Massachusetts, Board Chair Barry Jacobs says the conversation became especially meaningful and relevant.
It was totally coincidental to what was going on outside Orange County, but we had asked staff to give us an update on how we handled potential threats at our buildings and at our meetings. It obviously overlapped with what was going on in Boston, and so it became a little more pointed and timely.
As a part of the discussion, the board heard a report about how the Department of Social Services handles various types of emergencies, from electrical power outages to fires. Then, using the Department of Social Services emergency procedures as an example, Jacobs says the board created a general plan to use for various buildings across Orange County.
You have basically captains who are in charge of making sure certain parts of the building are organized at the time that you have to act. And it was just really to walk us through how this is done and to give our go-ahead to continue doing it.
The entire country has been especially aware of school shootings after last December's incident at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. Although that incident didn't take place within the immediate area, Jacobs says various other school-related issues have made the Newtown tragedy directly relevant to Orange County.
We've had shooting incidents at schools in Orange County, at Scruggs Elementary, at Orange High School, at Evelyn Cheeks Elementary. It's not that we're immune, although it seems that we live in a place that is relatively far removed from some of the things that we see elsewhere in the world.
And Jacobs adds that while the plan the board created Tuesday night won't eliminate all dangers, it might give the members of Orange County's governing bodies a sense of preparedness if anything were to go wrong.
There's a limit to what preparation can do, even under the best of circumstances, but you have to know that you did the best to prepare and that you hope you have some idea of what to do if and when the time comes to act against something that you hope will never happen.
Chapel Hill and Carborough authorities are also rethinking safety protocols in light of the Boston bombings, such as during this past weekend's Tar Heel 10-miler race, where police made security procedures significantly stricter. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will consider a proposal tonight to build a veterans memorial at the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. The plan is the work of a committee of veterans who, along with employees of the Parks and Recreation Department, have been looking for a location for the memorial since 2009. The memorial will be built on the site of the Brick Plaza at town-owned cemetery along Fordham Boulevard. The town has already spent $18,000 to develop the concept plan for the monument, with the expectation that the remainder of the money for the project will come from private donations. The council will also hear a petition tonight from UNC students regarding a controversial plan to change the rules for student voters. The petition calls on the council to oppose officially several bills moving through the state legislature that would limit early voting and ban parents from claiming college students as dependents if students register to vote away from home. The meeting starts at 7 o'clock tonight in council chambers at Town Hall. A sprinkler system in a Chapel Hill home likely saved multiple homes on Saturday when a fire broke out while the homeowners were away. The Chapel Hill Fire Department responded to 108 Vintage Drive just after 12:15 in the afternoon on Saturday to find that the automatic fire sprinklers extinguished a fire in the garage. The home where the fire started is connected to four other townhomes. The fire department was alerted by the fire alarm inside the home, as well as a neighbor who saw smoke and called 911. Firefighters made sure the fire was completely out and then shut off the sprinkler system, which was automatically activated when the ceiling near the sprinkler heads reached approximately 155 degrees. Damage was minimal and limited to the garage door, a few personal belongings, and some smoke made it into the house. The fire department estimated $5,000 in damage. The University of North Carolina now has a full-time Title IX coordinator. Chancellor Holden Thorpe announced last week that Christy Hurt will serve in an interim role until a national search is completed. It's part of the university's ongoing effort to reduce and prevent sexual violence. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
It is an exciting time at the university. I am personally really inspired by the commitment that we're making, both in terms of long-term work on Title IX issues and really setting our best foot forward in moving to address the sexual assault policy and the response system here at the university.
That's Christy Hurt. She's currently the director of the Carolina Women's Center. Hurt is a graduate of North Carolina and has worked with state, local, and national nonprofit organizations that are advocates for ending gender violence. UNC recently brought on Gina Smith, a leading expert on sexual assault issues. Hurt will have a number of deputy coordinators working with her, including a newly appointed deputy Title IX coordinator in student affairs. Hurt also says other new positions may be created in time.
Well, I think it's a fantastic move on the university's part to really invest resources and a commitment behind a permanent position at that level to really enforce Title IX compliance from the university. And I'm happy to see that they've made more concrete investments in deepening that work over time.
Title IX, which recently celebrated its 40th anniversary, requires gender equity in all federally funded universities.
It is beyond athletics. We've heard about it a lot in athletics over the years, but it's really about a whole campus climate, a whole campus environment to make sure that everyone is free to pursue their education without discrimination or harassment based on gender.
Students and faculty members recently filed a complaint with the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, claiming the university underreports sexual assault cases, sparking a federal investigation into the accusations. In the wake of the controversy, three new positions have been created this year to address sexual assault violence on campus, including the Title IX coordinator. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. And time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fill up your tank and get your morning coffee, cappuccino, or hot chocolate, and a freshly baked biscuit or pastry only at Cruisers. Good to go. Well, things moving along smoothly this morning as far as the traffic is concerned. Rand Northam has been keeping an eye on it, and we're going to check in with Rand right now and find out if there are any problems out there. Things, for the most part, looking good.
Things looking good, yes, indeed.
Thank you so much for confirming that.
Yes, definitely. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway. Not reporting any accidents, no major delays at this time. Of course, we're seeing the regular commuting traffic getting out on the roadways right now, so be on the lookout as you're traveling. If you see anything as you do travel today, be sure to give us a call, and you can be WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL, and of course, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Thanks so much for all you're doing back in the newsroom this morning.
Certainly. Thank you.
Time now for your WCHL Chapel Hill Carpenter weather, and it's brought to you by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. All full-size menu items are just $3. Amazing. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open at Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center. 37 degrees right now, mostly sunny, high today about 60 degrees. Starting out rather cool this morning. Tonight, cloudy with a low in the low 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a little warmer. A lot of sunshine tomorrow, high in the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, clear with the lows around 45. And then on Wednesday, a little patchy fog first thing in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. We got some clouds on the way starting Wednesday night. In particular, we'll have a 60% chance of rain. Then on Thursday, 50-50 chance of rain. So probably some rain later on in the week. Today's weather is going to be really nice.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world with instantly live streaming. You can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM. WCHL. CHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
717, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Senate Bill 361 is seeking to eliminate tenure for North Carolina public school teachers in 5 years. The bill received approval by the Senate Education Committee earlier this month, but not everybody thinks it's a good idea. Here's Jess Nash from the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools.
And we got to keep in mind, too, in a state that is already 46th in the nation with regard to overall teacher salaries, the passing of Senate Bill 361, we believe, will be detrimental in attracting the best and brightest to our state.
Under this proposed bill, district leaders would evaluate all teachers with at least 3 years of experience, offering four-year contracts at the top 25%. Teachers who earn the extended contracts also would be rewarded with annual bonuses of at least $500. All other teachers would work under annual contracts.
And at any given point in time, less than 1% of our teaching population would fall into the category of, quote, serious performance concerns, enough to consider revoking tenures.
Beginning in the 2018-19 school year, districts could offer contracts of up to 4 years for teachers with at least 3 years of experience. Newer teachers would be offered annual contracts. If a teacher's contract was not renewed, it would be up to the school board's discretion to hold a hearing if that teacher requested it.
It's important to note that the number of serious performance concerns is really much smaller than what public perception may be for most school districts.
Teachers currently are eligible for tenure after 4 years of consecutive contract renewal. Teachers' contracts are not reevaluated after getting tenure, and they also have the right to a hearing before being fired. If you'd like more information on Senate Bill 361, you can visit WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Parents and teachers at Colbert Middle School want the county to build a new science wing, but the commissioners say they're not sure where that money is coming from. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on the story.
Our kids at Colbert are not having what the rest of the kids in the district are having when it comes to a science education. And we really want our children to have the same capabilities. We want to create some future scientists from our community.
That's Beverly Rudolph, principal at Colbert Middle School. She came before the Board of County Commissioners recently to lobby for funding for a new science wing. Chapel Hill Carborough City School officials have already submitted plans to the town of Chapel Hill for a 15,000-square-foot addition to Colbert that would include 6 classrooms and a greenhouse. But county commissioners have yet to identify funding for the project, which is slated to cost just under $5 million in the next 3 years. At a budget work session earlier this month, Deputy Financial Service Director Paul Lawton told the board that in order to move ahead with the science wing, something else will have to wait.
To pay for that, we would have to look at one or more projects to either remove and or defer. You know, I will say if you defer and you keep the projects in, then all you're doing is you're delaying future debt.
The county is likely to bump up against its debt ceiling within the next 5 years as commissioners borrow to fund EMS system improvements, IT upgrades, county facility expansions, and a new Orange County Library branch. Adding the Science Wing project to the 5-year capital investment plan would increase the county's annual debt payments by $477,000 starting in 2015, pushing the total debt load over the recommended limit of 15% of the county's general fund balance. To afford the construction cost and the debt service, Finance Director Clarence Greer told the board they would need to defer about $7.5 million worth of other investment projects. County Manager Frank Clifton said the easiest item to delay might be the Southern Branch Library.
Depending on the scope and size of the library and all the other elements that are going on in finding a site, that's probably going to be a year further back anyway.
Carborough aldermen are currently working with county officials to find a location for the branch. The $8.1 million library was originally slated for construction in 2016. Other big-ticket items are looming on the county's horizon, including a $30 million jail expansion. With revenue growth projected to remain essentially flat for the foreseeable future, Clifton told the commissioners they may want to consider putting a bond package up for a vote to fund popular projects.
You know, some of this there's no magic to, and we're not trying to pit one project against the other. We're trying to balance how you go about this with the understanding that someday you may have something you have to do right away.
Commissioners made no decisions on the science wing or other capital projects, but they will likely discuss the plan with the Chapel Hill Carborough School Board at a joint meeting on Thursday. In the meantime, the town of Chapel Hill is hosting an informational meeting about the proposed Colbert expansion, starting Tuesday at 5:15 in the afternoon at the first floor conference room at Town Hall. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Last week, Carolina alum Reggie McAfee was honored at the Joe Hilton Invitational with the running of the McAfee Mile. The race recognized the 40th anniversary of when he became the first African-American to break the 4-minute mile. Carolina Connections' Julian Caldwell has more.
No one can run a mile in his shoes, but Saturday runners ran a mile in his name. Being the first African-American to run a sub-4-minute mile is a very specific goal that Reggie McAfee had in mind more than 40 years ago before coming to UNC.
There was a lot of stereotypes that African-Americans were just sprinters, but I just enjoyed running. And I just knew that it was my passion, so I decided to do what I love. And I love to run, and that was one goal that I decided I was going to go after.
It was mission accomplished in 1973, but don't confuse McAfee with a contented man.
Now I finished second, and I was upset about the fact that I finished second, because I'm about finishing first.
Now McAfee instills that winning character in young people interested in distance running through the Cross Country for Youth program he started in 2006. UNC head coach Harless Metter says that's as much a reason for honoring McAfee as his historic run is.
We want to be tremendous athletes. We want to graduate, do well academically. Then we want to go out into the professional world and give back to the community. So he's doing what we're challenging all of our kids to do.
None of the runners in the McAfee Mile conquered the challenge of running a sub-4-minute mile, but McAfee says the event should still serve as inspiration.
If one looks back at your history and say, well, could I have done this or could I have done that? I always feel like the impossible is possible.
And the possible is only a mile away. In Chapel Hill, I'm Julian Caldwell.
Julian Caldwell is a reporter for Carolina Connection. That is a show that is produced and anchored by University of North Carolina students. You can hear it every Saturday morning during the Carolina academic year right here on 97.9 FM WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Brought to you this morning by Fitz Lumber and Hardware in Carberry. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The number one UNC baseball team tallied its fifth conference sweep against rival Duke over the weekend, capping the series with a 10-1 win on Sunday. Carolina is the best in the country at scoring on the diamond. Through 38 games, the Tar Heels averaged 9 runs per game. This past weekend's series added to those numbers. Carolina scored 21 runs compared to the 3 it gave up, which will likely help the pitching staff inch back towards the top crew in the land. Statistically, Tar Heels pitchers fell to third nationally last week with a still impressive 2.22 earned run average. On Sunday, Carolina spread its runs out fairly evenly, starting with 3 in the first. A throwing error and a Tar Heel hitter hit by a pitch put 2 on for junior Brian Holberton to knock in for his 8th home run of the season. Junior Hobbs Johnson started on the mound for Carolina. He threw 7 1/3 innings, giving up 6 hits, but not allowing a run while striking out 4 and walking 3. Sophomore Trevor Kelly came in to close the final 1 2/3 inning and gave up the only Duke run. Coach Mike Fox said after the game that Hobbs Johnson was outstanding. In fact, you could say the same thing about the entire Carolina pitching staff all season long.
You know, these pitchers, you know, everybody builds off of confidence, and I thought, you know, coming out of Sunday last week in Blacksburg, Hobbs really felt good about his performance. Not as good as it could be, but I thought today he was really sharp. A lot of first pitch strikes early in the game. And some backdoor, you know, some kind of back foot sliders, or some of their righties there got a couple big strikeouts. So a good performance, you know, great performance by Hobbs.
Well, for any baseball fan, this may be hard to believe, but Carolina is now 39-2. 39 wins against only 2 losses on the baseball diamond. That is really rare in this sport. They're also 18-2 in the ACC. Duke, meanwhile, fell to 22-20, 18-3 overall. Up next, Carolina will host a pair of non-conference midweek matchups. UNC Wilmington is in town tomorrow for a game against Carolina. And then on Wednesday, it will be Charlotte in town to take on the Tar Heels. The Tar Heels 39-2 on the season, ranked number 1 in the country. And that big Tar Heel baseball machine just keeps rolling right along. Congratulations to Coach Mike Fox and the Tar Heels, and just an outstanding season so far. Long way from being over, but who knows. 7:26, 26 minutes after 7 o'clock, KWCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
If UNC is truly looking forward in athletics, then be a change agent. This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. Carolina has convened its ballyhooed panel on the future of big-time sports in Chapel Hill. And by and large, Friday's open meeting was mostly a rehash of obsolete ideals. There was some talk of changing the model, because the current model is clearly broken. And anyone who does not believe that needs to get a grip. College athletics has become a multi-billion dollar business. Billions with a B as in big. Scholarship athletes continue to earn more money for their schools for the same payment since the invention of the college scholarship. Even if you believe that's still a fair trade, enough agents are going to be in enough athletes' ears about them being screwed that illegal benefits and payments will only increase. There was simply too much money at stake for major college athletic programs to unite and say we are going to redefine the true student athlete and not admit kids who should not be in school. Unless everyone decides to change the model, that puts those that do at a competitive disadvantage on the field and court, and that means fewer wins and less revenue to fund the rest of their athletic teams. Sooner or later, it's going to combust like the Curt Flood free agency case changed Major League Baseball. The Ed O'Bannon suit will likely be the first blast as a massive settlement to former athletes and the rights to own their likenesses moving forward will change the landscape. Carolina could be a true change agent like this. UNC presents a plan to the NCAA and asks for permission to be the guinea pig. All other schools will see the plan and can implement it if they want or simply stand pat. Carolina's plan could be 1. Paying athletes a reasonable monthly stipend that gives them some spending money like all other students. 2. Athletes will still have an admission standard to meet, but if they don't want to take a full load of classes or any classes while they are playing, that's fine. They will have a lifetime scholarship to complete a college degree. Tuition for the classes they don't take goes into an escrow fund to use later in life. That's a start that won't give Tar Heel teams any competitive advantage or disadvantage or affect their revenues. And that could be the first change of many. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Thank you, Art. It is 728, 28 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System. Thank you for bearing with us through that. Everything apparently working okay. 729 at WCHL. We have 37 degrees this morning, a little on the chilly side. The full forecast coming up next.
How would you like to own a brand new Subaru for $197 per month? That's versatility and adventure in the 2013 Subaru Forester 2.5X for $197 per month, or as low as 0% financing for up to 63 months is available. Performance Subaru is well known for the promise and the wow. The promise is your guarantee you'll always receive extraordinary service from expertly trained people, all for a superb value. The promise is so truly exceptional that you're bound to belt out a wow that might even rival the wow man himself, Gerald Ramoyne. Wow! Performance Subaru would also like to claim bragging rights to being a leader in customer satisfaction in the area, while also maintaining their status as volume frontrunner. What that means to you is you'll find the Subaru you're looking for on their lot, and you'll actually enjoy your car buying experience. Visit their virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
Stock model D3048 DFB01. 42-month lease for 10,000 miles per year. $45.99 due at sign includes tax saving, $5.49 docking, and zero security deposit. Based on MSRP of $23,782 and selling price of $22,500. Financing with approved credits to deal for details. Take delivery by April 30th, 2013.
PerformanceSubaru.com.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deals. Brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Good morning. It's the bottom of the hour at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carrboro weather, brought to you by Carrboro Family Medicine, serving Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carrboro Family Medicine. Find them on the web at CarrboroFamilyMedicine.net. 67 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly sunny. High today. It's 37 degrees in Chapel Hill. Mostly sunny. High today, about 60 degrees. My goodness.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
The Boston bombings. Correspondent John Miller says the FBI got a lead.
They don't say from what country, but I'm told it's Russia.
And he said on CBS this morning that agents followed up on suspect Tamerlan Sanaya.
We ran all the databases. Does he turn up in an FBI case? Is he mentioned by an informant? Does he turn up on any electronic intercepts? All of that washed out clean.
But eventually,
the FBI guidelines say you can't spy on a person who's here legally or continue an investigation forever. So they sent the report to the Russians, said if you have anything else, send it to us, and they closed it out.
CBS's Barry Bagnato says the surviving suspect's recovering but not responding to questions verbally.
That's a surprising change and a potentially significant development in efforts to determine the motive for the bombings and other important details, such as whether he and his brother were aided by outside groups and whether further attacks have been in the works.
Because explosives were found at the scene in Watertown, Boston Police Chief Ed Davis says when it comes to more attacks being planned...
Based upon that, I believe that they were.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. An overriding question that keeps coming to my mind is, do we really expect this guy to tell us the truth, to let us in on all their plans? Well, that's a question for another day, I suppose. But the Orange County Board of Commissioners is reviewing the procedures in place for various types of threats to our community and its government. Ironically, it comes at a time when municipalities all across the country are focusing on similar issues in light of last week's Boston Marathon bombing. WCHL's Rand Northam has more.
During last week's meeting, the board was, by chance, scheduled to discuss how the county responds to threats, particularly to the buildings that hold its government branches. But after Monday's events in Massachusetts, Board Chair Barry Jacobs says the conversation became especially meaningful and relevant.
It was totally coincidental to what was going on outside Orange County, but we had asked staff to give us an update on how we handled potential threats at our buildings and at our meetings. It obviously overlapped with what was going on in Boston, and so it became a little more pointed and timely.
As a part of the discussion, the board heard a report about how the Department of Social Services handles various types of emergencies, from electrical power outages to fires. Then, using the Department of Social Services emergency procedures as an example, Jacobs says the board created a general plan to use for various buildings across Orange County.
You have basically captains who are in charge of making sure certain parts of the building are organized at the time that you have to act. And it was just really to walk us through how this is done and to give our go-ahead to continue doing it.
The entire country has been especially aware of school shootings after last December's incident at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut. Although that incident didn't take place within the immediate area, Jacobs says various other school-related issues have made the Newtown tragedy directly relevant to Orange County.
We've had shooting incidents at schools in Orange County, at Scruggs Elementary, at Orange High School, at Evelyn Cheeks Elementary. It's not that we're immune, although it seems that we live in a place that is relatively far removed from some of the things that we see elsewhere in the world.
And Jacobs adds that while the plan the board created Tuesday night won't eliminate all dangers, it might give the members of Orange County's governing bodies a sense of preparedness if anything were to go wrong.
There's a limit to what preparation can do, even under the best of circumstances, but you have to know that you did the best to prepare and that you hope you have some idea of what to do if and when the time comes to act against something that you hope will never happen.
Chapel Hill and Carborough authorities are also rethinking safety protocols in light of the Boston bombings, such as during this past weekend's Tar Heel 10-miler race, where police made security procedures significantly stricter. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The university now has a full-time Title IX coordinator. Chancellor Holden Thorpe announced last week that Christy Hurt will serve in an interim role until a national search is completed. It's part of the university's ongoing effort to reduce and prevent sexual violence. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
It is an exciting time at the university. I am personally really inspired by the commitment that we're making, both in terms of long-term work on Title IX issues and really setting our best foot forward in moving to address the sexual assault policy and the response system here at the university.
That's Christy Hurt. She's currently the director of the Carolina Women's Center. Hurt is a graduate of North Carolina and has worked with state, local, and national nonprofit organizations that are advocates for ending gender violence. UNC recently brought on Gina Smith, a leading expert on sexual assault issues. Hurt will have a number of deputy coordinators working with her, including a newly appointed deputy Title IX coordinator in student affairs. Hurt also says other new positions may be created in time.
Well, I think it's a fantastic move on the university's part to really invest resources and a commitment behind a permanent position at that level to really enforce Title IX compliance from the university. And I'm happy to see that they've made more concrete investments in deepening that work over time.
Title IX, which recently celebrated its 40th anniversary, requires gender equity in all federally funded universities.
It is beyond athletics. We've heard about it a lot in athletics over the years, but it's really about a whole campus climate, a whole campus environment to make sure that everyone is free to pursue their education without discrimination or harassment based on gender.
Students and faculty members recently filed a complaint with the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights, claiming the university underreports sexual assault cases, sparking a federal investigation into the accusations. In the wake of the controversy, three new positions have been created this year to address sexual assault violence on campus, including the Title IX coordinator. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A variety of proposed legislation coming out of Raleigh each and every day. Senate Bill 361 seeks to eliminate tenure for North Carolina public school teachers in 5 years. The bill received approval from the Senate Education Committee earlier this month, but not everybody thinks it's a good idea. Here's Jeff Nash from the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System.
And we got to keep in mind, too, in a state that is already 46th in the nation with regard to overall teacher salaries, the passing of Senate Bill 361, we believe, will be detrimental in attracting the best and brightest to our state.
Under this proposed bill, district leaders would evaluate all teachers with at least 3 years of experience and offer four-year contracts to the top 25% of those teachers. Teachers who earn the extended contracts also would be rewarded with annual bonuses of at least $500. All other teachers would work under annual contracts.
And at any given point in time, less than 1% of our teaching population would fall into the category of, quote, serious performance concerns, enough to consider revoking tenures.
Beginning in the 2018-19 school year, districts could offer contracts of up to 4 years for teachers with at least 3 years of experience. Newer teachers would be offered annual contracts. If a teacher's contract was not renewed, it will be up to the school board's discretion to hold a hearing if that teacher requested it.
It's important to note that the number of serious performance concerns is really much smaller than what public perception may be for most school districts.
Teachers currently are eligible for tenure after 4 years of consecutive contract renewal. Teachers' contracts are not reevaluated after receiving tenure, and they also have the right to a hearing before being fired. For more information on Senate Bill 361, visit WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 7:39, 21 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. It's Monday morning, and you know that means there's a lot of stuff on our website this morning, chapelboro.com. Rhiann Northam is here to tell you all about it.
Monday.
Can't trust that day.
You can't. You just can't.
Yeah, and you can't sing a line from a song with me unless you expect me to start singing along.
Well, that's two songs this morning. Let's see what else we can find this morning. I'm sure there's something.
What was the other one? I forgot.
Hollywood Nights.
Oh, yeah. Hollywood Nights.
How soon we forget.
Bob Seger.
I can't believe it, but today is the one-week anniversary, or the one-week mark of the Boston bombings this afternoon. So Boston will certainly be in our thoughts today, in our minds, and they'll be ringing bells today in Boston at when that happened at 2:50 today. It was great to see this weekend at Tar Heel 10-miler everybody in support of Boston and of that tragedy. It was nice to see that the suspect was captured just before that, and got to speak with the winning runner, actually. That story is on our website, chapelboro.com. But he was a Hungarian Olympian. He ran for Hungary in the 2012 London Olympics and won the 10-mile event of the Tar Heel 10-miler. Got to speak with him, but he and the second-place finisher, the UNC medical student, also said, you know, it was really great to be able to be out there and celebrate this race and say, you know, that we are not afraid of being out here, and we can continue on and celebrate that. So that was really great. And a lot about the Tar Heel 10-miler on our website, chapelboro.com.
That also shows that runners literally are here locally, and they come here from all over the world.
Yeah.
And you
yeah,
got
really
the winner
neat.
Coming from Hungary and the
yeah.
runner-up coming from right here.
That's right.
It's a pretty amazing event.
Yeah. He's actually, he was the Hungarian, is a High Point University student, or he was. He graduated a few years ago. So, yeah, it really was neat to see that diversity, and there were young and old and, you know, just all kinds of people running the 4 and the 10-miler. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, really a lot of pictures, a recap of that race, lots on our website on the Tar Heel 10-miler. Jeff Danner has a new column up in Common Science. It's called Want to Grow the Local Economy? Hire More Engineers. That's what Jeff Danner says, and he'll be discussing that with Aaron Keck tomorrow on the WCHL Afternoon News as well. Lots in our Scene Around Town gallery from over the weekend, and still more to be posted as the week goes on. From this weekend, we'll have the mayor Meals on Wheels that took place on Friday. That'll be going up soon. We have the Chatham Courthouse that will be going up as well. The rededication of the Chatham County Courthouse. Really a beautiful facility that they turned that into. And it's right in the circle in Pittsburgh, and everybody really happy to see that there again.
I had to go south of Pittsburgh this weekend. I had to go out of town and drove right through there. And there was a detour. You had to go around it, you know, because they had all kinds of special festivities there.
Oh, yes.
That whole block was actually blocked off.
Yeah.
And just all kinds of fun going way into the night. So
yeah.
A lot of people celebrating.
Yeah, really neat stuff. And be sure to check out chapelboro.com tomorrow to see the winner of this month's shortlist competition for the best place to help your garden grow here in Chapelboro. Lots, much more than we can even cover here right now, but all available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
One of the coolest things I saw for the entire weekend is when Boston was opening up a game yesterday, and they had Neil Diamond standing on the field singing Sweet Caroline, which is their theme, and everybody singing along with it. That was really cool.
I bet it was.
And everybody really emotional and proud to be a Bostonian, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, last week it was the New York-Boston series, and New York, it was at New York, they actually played Sweet Caroline, too. You know, it's a great time to show that rivals can really come together and still show their love for each other.
Yeah.
When times are tough like that. But yeah, that's a great one too.
Well,
to see that.
When you get right down to it, it's only a game, and
that's
there are
right.
some things that are much more important than
exactly
than a game. You know.
Exactly.
So anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll take a look at traffic in just a few minutes, if you don't mind. 7:43 at WCHL. 17 minutes until 8 o'clock. Coming up next, today's commentary from Joe Kapowski. He says, no matter what the law is, it is still dangerous to use your cell phone while you're driving in Chapel Hill.
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill. Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Hi, this is Don Rice, owner of Molly Made of Chapel Hill, with 5 simple reasons our customers do business with us. Number 1, we clean your home the way you want it clean. 2, you're not bound by a contract. 3, we are true professionals. 4, we work as hard as you do. And number 5, people notice. They really notice. Find out for yourself why hundreds of area families trust Molly Made. Visit MollyMade.com to book a free in-home customized clean estimate. MollyMade.com.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We'll get your home sold.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Focused on you. Online at TerraNovaGlobal.com.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Stephanie Miller, 9 to noon, here on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 7:45, 15 minutes until 8 o'clock, WCHL.
The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, offering a wide variety of services, including their advanced methods of sedation dentistry. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com. And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
this is Joe Kapowski. Driving while talking on a phone, handheld or hands-free, is as dangerous as drunk driving. Here in Chapel Hill, we have 28,000 students who grew up with cell phones and take for granted communications with their friends and families. This expectation remains when they get behind the wheel, a prescription for tragedy. This problem will become exponentially worse as new cars replace older ones. New cars have built-in infotainment systems, best described as smartphones mounted in the center of the dashboard. Car companies say that their customers, especially their younger ones, demand them and address the safety issue by saying that they are voice-controlled and hands-free. What fatal nonsense. Someone without a profit motive must address this issue. The cell phone driving issue will not vanish because a judge rules that it is uniquely a state matter and our conservative legislature will not regulate it. Eventually, towns will have to step in, but in the meantime, more people will be killed and injured. This is Joe Kapowski.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL. The Commentators is presented by Sunrise Dental, accepting new patients for cosmetic, restorative, and general dentistry procedures. Choose Sunrise Dental online at visitsunrise.com.
They don't make them like they used to. Now, if we're talking about cars, that's a good thing. But with fine jewelry, not necessarily. Certain techniques are simply too labor-intensive. Certain gems are no longer available. Whether it's the elegant feminine lines of the Victorians, the exquisite lace-like platinum of the Edwardians, or the bold geometry of Art Deco, a vintage piece of jewelry can be an irreproducible work of art. And the fact that it may have been worn and treasured by someone who traveled on horseback in steamship and wrote long letters by hand adds a special magic, evoking another time and place. This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and on Saturday, May 4th, we will be having our annual estate jewelry show and sale. For one day only, we will have over $2 million worth of gorgeous period and antique pieces priced from $300,000 to $30,000. Don't miss this opportunity to own a piece of history. That's Saturday, May 4th from 10 to 5 at Grimble Jewelers, corner of Elliott and Franklin.
Hi, this is Peter Cummings, chairman of RAM, developer of 140 West Franklin, and I am proud to announce that 140 West is opening this Friday in Chapel Hill. If you are downtown Friday night, please stop by from 7 to 9 p.m. for the celebration. With spacious floor plans, panoramic views, and reserved underground parking, our residences offer an unmatched lifestyle at the corner of Franklin and Church. I'll see you at 140 West Franklin Street, the address in Chapel Hill.
Good morning. It is 7:49, 11 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings. Plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys, Metamont Village in Chapel Hill. And now, here's one guy with a look at your morning traffic.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound between I-40 and Garrett Road, seeing a little bit of a slowdown. 15501 southbound between Estes Drive and NC-54, seeing some delays as well. NC-54 heading eastbound between 15501 and Barbie Chapel Road, seeing a delay at this time as well. Otherwise, things moving smoothly out on the roadways. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL, and of course, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather brought to you this morning by USA Flooring, now offering smart carpet made from sustainable materials, soft, durable, with a lifetime stain warranty. USA Flooring, 3612 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard. If it goes on your floors, it's in their stores. 37 degrees in Chapel Hill, a little chilly this morning, mostly sunny today, high today about 60. Actually, a really pleasant day on the way. Tonight, cloudy with a low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy first part of the day, and then a lot of sunshine in the afternoon. High tomorrow is 68 degrees, so a little warmer. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 45. And then on Wednesday, we'll start out with a little patchy fog in the morning, otherwise partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s. Big chance of rain coming Wednesday night and Thursday. Coming up on 751 at WCHL, 9 minutes until 8 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond, no doubt, has had an incredibly busy weekend. And Wayne, how are you this morning, sir?
Well, you've read the tea leaves, and you're absolutely wrong, as usual. So.
You made it to Monday. That's the important thing.
What?
You made it to Monday. That's the important thing.
Yeah. Do you have a restful Saturday and Sunday run?
For the most part. Part of it, anyway. So, at any rate, I'm ready. I'm raring to go this morning.
All right. We can't get beneath that mysterious persona, so we'll just have to settle for the, the usual cliches. Okay, here we go. Monday morning, the word of the day. The word of the day is salubrious. Salubrious. Begins with an S as in Sam. S-A-L-U. B, B as in boy. B-R-I-O-U-S. S-A-L-U. B-R-I-O-U-S. Salubrious. I figured we'd try to strike sound an optimistic note here. Beginning of the week. Ron, tell me the definition of salubrious, please.
Smooth.
Well, that's close enough. All right.
Smooth or copacetic.
Favorable to or promoting health or well-being. So that's a word that, as I say, sounds a positive note. Favorable to or promoting health or well-being.
So this is something that the folks over at the UNC Wellness Center would know all about. Salubrious.
Well, I suspect you're right. So. Yeah. There it is, buddy. Okay, well, you got any big plans for when you get off the air today? Quick trips to Puerto Vallarta, for example?
Going to fly to Cuba for lunch, but other than that, nothing.
For the post-communist luncheon.
Yeah.
All right, well, have a good day, have a good week, Big Ron. Talk to you soon. Be a good boy.
Okay, buddy, you too. Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? I don't know. Next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. If you're the first to do so correctly, then I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
97.9 FM, WCHL, this is Ron Stutz. Time now for the clean joke of the day.
What's up, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, a guy we've all been waiting for.
The one and only.
We're waiting on you to crank the engine this morning. Good things going.
That's right, man.
Yeah.
What's up?
You look funny, but that's not everything. We can't just go on your looks.
Come on, man.
And this is radio and not TV. So
Monday morning, you're already starting already.
You got to have a good joke.
You already start already.
Yeah, like you don't ever put me down.
I know. I give you such a hard time all the time.
I know.
A little ribbon here and there is good. It's a little good. We got a good one, folks.
I hope
Thomas
so.
Thomas Allen, thank you, sir, for the great material.
Uh-oh, you sure we can use this
and
on
this
the
one is stated, you don't have to be Catholic to appreciate this one, is the titles.
Wow.
Thomas, I appreciate that as a Catholic.
Is this a religious joke?
Well, I don't know. We'll see. Let's hope as a Catholic I don't get offended.
You didn't pre-screen it? Uh-oh. I'm worried now.
I'm going on a limb here. So.
All right,
folks, here's the clean joke of the day. A man suffered a serious heart attack while shopping in a store. The store clerk called 911 when they saw him collapse to the floor. The paramedics rushed the man to the nearest hospital when he had an emergency open heart bypass surgery. He awakened from the surgery to find himself in the care of nuns at the Catholic hospital. A nun was seated next to his bed holding a clipboard loaded with several forms and a pen. She asked him how he was going to pay for his treatment. Do you have health insurance? She asked. He replied in a raspy voice, no health insurance.
Uh-oh.
The nun asked, do you have money in the bank? He replied, no money in the bank. Do you have a relative who could help you with any of the payments? He said, I only have a spinster sister, and she is a nun. The nun became agitated and announced loudly, nuns are not spinsters. Nuns are married to God. The patient replied, perfect. Send the bill to my brother-in-law. And you got to see the picture of this joke.
It was a long time in coming, but that was good.
And that, folks, is the clean joke of the day.
Hey, thanks.
Funny. All right, bud. Have a good one.
Take care.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Gene Medler is the founder and the engine behind the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble. He's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. Here's Michelle.
Michelle Lynn.
Gene is an amazing person in this community for what he's done for the arts and for what he's, especially for the arts and young people. He had an idea 30 years ago. He wanted to bring up the level of dance offerings, tap dance in particular, that was offered to young dancers. And he created the Children's Tap Company, which has become the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble. What Gene started 30 years ago has trained hundreds of dancers, some of whom have gone on to amazing careers professionally, like Michelle Doran.
Gene Medler has been a WCHL hometown hero in years past, but what he does for these kids is just amazing.
He's an incredible role model for kids, an incredible mentor. He really helps kids find their passion, really grow as artists and grow as people. They learn how to mentor each other, how to work with each other, how to be professional artists, and just really to be good people.
Gene Medler's North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble has performed literally all over the world.
They really set the standard for youth tappers in the country. So I think it's a combination of really what he's been able to get from these kids as far as their level of professionalism and artistry, but moreover, just because he's a really nice, caring, amazing person who does this also volunteer. He's completely from the heart that he just does for his love of art and his love of young people. And I feel fortunate that my son has had this opportunity and so many other children in this community have the opportunity. You can make a donation, but it's all free of charge. And I just think he's an amazing person.
This is a very special month for Triangle audiences. They have a chance to see the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble on Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th at the Carolina Theater in Durham. It's a big 30th anniversary show.
This show at the Carolina Theater, I think, will be really special because it's coming off the heels of some of the dancers performing at the Kennedy Center and in D.C. and the Symphony Space in New York City. So it's a great chance for local audiences to see what those people got to see. And there's two professional dancers coming back. One is Michelle Dorans, who I mentioned. She's an alum of the company and just really considered one of the best dancers. And Michelle is just a phenomenal performer. A dancer named Matthew Shields, who's based in Austin, Texas, will be performing. There's a live jazz trio that accompanies the show. This is really a professional show with lights and costumes and live music and intricate choreography choreographed by Savion Glover.
Our thanks to Michelle Lynn for the nomination and congratulations and thank you to Gene Medler, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
39 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, a lot of sunshine today, high today about 60, tonight cloudy with a low in the low 40s, and then tomorrow mostly cloudy, becoming mostly sunny by the afternoon, high tomorrow about 68 degrees, a big chance of rain coming on Wednesday night and Thursday in particular.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business.